Welcome, everybody. Shin number 942. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so just a quick thing. I want to really start. It's like this. We want to start some halachas. It's brought down in our Simin Reish Tezvah, which learns about Amen and so on. But also they talk about, especially the Sefer Yitzhu Halachas goes fairly decent into it, and the Sefer Pesukei Teshuvos, which we've been working from, go pretty extensive into the halachas of or the inyan in general of bracha shenitzricha and bracha levatala, a little bit to an extent anyways, bracha levatala, but a lot into bracha shenitzricha. So I want to get a little bit into that upcoming shiurim as to what that is all about, what exactly is. And we spoke a little bit about it in the past, but a little bit more, get a better grip, a handle on it, if you want to call it. So we'll try and do that in the upcoming shiurim. Okay, so just to finish off, one quick thing. It's not Sonegei L'maisa, but it's good to keep in mind. Since the Sefer Yitzhu Halachos is in Ois Yud Tes, he says like this, V'chein yeshamim d'mashach miru. Right, and now it's Simin Reish Tetzvav. V'chein yeshamim d'mashach miru kol kach begoydol chiyav and in other words, we said this is the terrible from the Chayyadim, we said the Eish Lavram, so on, but he brings this actually from the Eish Lavram, the terrible punishment for not saying Amen. You hear Brach, you don't say Amen, terrible thing. That's really the real major punishment, is really whereby somebody doesn't answer Amen to those brachas that are on the Rabbim, that is a chiyuv mamish to hear. Can go in bracha shemayne esrei, chazar sashatz, and so on. Aval bracha shiyachid mevarach, if somebody just makes a regular bracha, yeshahakol or whatever, aval pisha chayiv lanes achrav amen. Don't get me wrong, there's a chiyuv, he says, there's a chiyuv to answer amen, you have to. Imloy oina, it's not the punishment, that terrible thing, the intensity, if you want to call it, from that we spoke about from the Chayyadim, is going on Chazar Sashatz and Brachas, whereby one has an obligation to listen to. But if it's a regular bracha, whereby if you heard a bracha, you have to answer Amen. That's not the question. But it's not those so-called, if you want to call it, the big onshin, the big punishment or whatever, is not what we were talking about in that. But okay, be it as it may, really, bottom line, he brings this again from the Eish Lavram, from the Archas Chaim, so, but be it as it may, it's all hypothetical. I just wanted to mention that he does bring it down over there. It's all hypothetical because it's a chiyuv on both of them. That's the bottom line. You hear somebody make a bracha, you have to answer Amen. Okay, but it's good thing to keep in the back of our minds, as they call it. Okay, so just moving along, moving on to the isser of bracha she'en etzricha. So again, even though we spoke a little bit about it in the past, I just want to try and go through the yinin from top to bottom, how they bring it down over there. So he says like this: the Sefer Yitzhu Halachos and Ois Chof Kol Hamavarich Bracha Shein Tzricha. Whoever makes a bracha of Einoi Tzricha. Now there's a bit of a distinction between Einoi Tzricha and a bracha Levatala. Right? You could have, for example, bracha levatala. Somebody just makes a bracha that, stama bracha, I just make a bracha, I'm nothing. So, obviously, that's a bracha levatala. Where bracha shein etzricha is really, it's going on something. I mean, again, to an extent, there's little differentiations here and there. Bracha shein etzricha is going on something, but it's something, it's a bracha that I don't need, right? If I have, let's say, a cup of coffee, and I have a cup of soda, so I make a shahakal on my coffee, right, and the soda is right in front of me, and now after I finish the coffee, I'll make a bracha on the soda. It's a bracha shein tzricha. Why you make a bracha on the soda? You just made a bracha on the coffee. It covers also the soda, right? So even though it's really going on the soda, but it's a bracha that's not needed. So okay, be it as it may, we're not going to get into all the nitty gritty, the raisa, the rabbana, whatever. That's not the issue right now. Right now, we just want to see the halachas and what it's all about, and when there's room possibly to maneuver. Sometimes, like by a bracha shein etzricha, we're going to talk about possibly certain times if there's a machlokes in the poskim, certain ways to whereby one would be allowed to make a bracha shein etzricha. But again, I don't want to. We want to see how we how that applies. We've spoken about it quite a bit in the past, but we want to see it like in a package deal, as they say. So he says, "Kol mevarach bracha shein etzricha, harei ze noiser shem shemayim lashov." Right? It's a terrible aveirah. Harei he It's like mamish, like he's swearing falsely and so on. For us, alamis achravamin, and somebody hears that bracha. Like we said, you can't answer amen. You're not allowed to answer amen. Somebody makes a bracha shenitzricha, right? You don't answer. You're not allowed to answer amen. So that case, like we said, the bracha with the coffee is just stomped straight out. Somebody makes two brachas. You can't answer amen on the second bracha. Because of the fact that that bracha that he's making, the second bracha, again, that was just an example. We'll see various different cases. It's mamish halachically not needed at all. You can't say amen to that bracha. Bottom line is, he says, if somebody makes that second bracha, right, I'm making a bracha that's not needed. Okay, that's a terrible thing. We understand that. The bottom line is, he's blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? I'm drinking the soda and I'm thanking Hashem. I'm finished. I mean, but okay, bracha shen esricha, but the bottom line is I'm thanking Hashem, so maybe the person should say amen. He should answer amen. Afilu hachi, he says, nechshav it's like he's saying Hashem's name really in vain because it's not needed. We can't just go around saying Hashem's name. It has to be in the time when Chazal said we could say Hashem's name, and whereby we have to say Hashem's name. Hashem's name, Kaviyochel, is not something that we say on our own, you know, well, we decide now we'll say it. It doesn't work like that. It has to be done the right way, obviously. So we have to be very careful. So therefore, even though you're blessing HaKadosh Baruch Hu over there, it's not chas v'shalom, rachman oslam, like a curse, it's mamash, it's a blessing, but be it as it may, it can't be done, and therefore we don't say amen. Vim hischel bracha levatala. Okay, we've spoken about in the past, what about if somebody started a bracha levatala, or so on, or bracha shen tzricha in the past, how to work with it. Okay, we're not going to get into that right now. That's how he ends off. Okay, we're going to stop over here, and we'll continue in these all important halachas of bracha shen tzricha and bracha levatala. But what we get out of today's share is important thing that we have an understanding. Even though we're mamish, somebody's making this bracha, it's not needed. The mamish is saying a shvach, you know, a praise to Hashem, even though it's the wrong thing to do if it's really a bracha shen tzricha. And also, you can't say amen. One has to be very careful. Thank you for listening. Aslach and bracha kol tuv.